It's on again tonight, 10 to 8. The footy's on again. It's Roosters Broncos. And we're paying $4.10, but that's because we're a young team. Actually, let's not talk too much footy. Let's remember. Remember last week when Gordy Tallis and Kevvy Walters drove down to Sydney?
Yeah.
And then they had to drive back again. And Gordy said this.
I got up about 4:30 and picked Kevvy up by 5. Pretty good drive. We got to Sydney about 3:30, actually.
Right. Did you go Pacific or New England?
No, Pacific. I sent Kevvy a couple of options. And he goes, mate, no, that way's the quickest. And when he got in the car and we've been driving for about 3 hours, I said, mate, why'd you pick this way? He goes, I don't know, I've never driven to Sydney before.
All right, well, hold on, there's two sides of every story and we've got him now. Maroons coach and general champion of life, Kevvy Walters. Hello, mate.
Hey, g'day, Marto. Yeah. How are we this morning?
Now, they tell me you're back on the road again with Gordy.
Yeah, mate, we are. We left at 5, or Gordy picked me up at 5.
God.
Gordy picked me up at 5, so we've... couple of hours down the track.
Who's driving the first leg, Kevvy?
Gordy's driving the first leg. Yeah, he likes to take control, as you know, Margo, in situation. So he's got the wheel at the moment. And we normally get some breakfast about an hour from here. We'll pull over and we'll only have the one roll. Gordy seems to sneak a couple more rolls in. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on him with that. But yeah, it's been good so far. Not much traffic around and back to work again, which is great.
Now, a few people asked me after we spoke to Gordy last week, said, why are those two Muppets driving? What's wrong with planes? Are there no planes?
Yeah, no. Well, if you fly down, you've got to be in isolation when you come back, I believe, for 14 days.
So, driving's all right.
Yeah, so driving's the way. And can you imagine 14 days in isolation with Gordy?
Kevvy, any planned stops along the way? Is there a bakery or a museum or
Big Banana?
Gordy loves his banana, so we always pull into the Big Banana. Have one of them. Get a milkshake there. So yeah, it's all good. I can tell you.
The most annoying thing about the big fella?
Nothing. He's sitting beside me, so I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. Look, he's got some great stories, and we just keep talking about the good old days. And actually, we both enjoyed the first round of footy that everyone's put up.
My God, obviously, Kev, how good was it?
Yeah, it was really good. And the one referee, a lot of debate around about that. But look, I think it's been a huge success. Well, let's hope these baby Broncos tonight can fight back a bit, eh?
Hey, Kevvy, I've put it out, maybe a draw at half time and the Roosters win. Is there any chance that might happen?
Oh, yeah, well, look, don't underestimate the wounded Broncos, but the Roosters are a great side, aren't they? You know, they're the reigning premiers back-to-back. But Gordy's in my ear here asking, who was the other player? Because we heard you guys this morning that's played for 7 clubs. We couldn't work it out.
Said
there was 2.
Doherty. No, what was his name? I never answered that question. It was Darren Doherty. Do you remember him?
Darren Doherty. Gordy, never heard of him, Gordy said, but we knew Phil Blake, so that's good.
Yeah, Blakey. And Scott Sattler played for 6 clubs and so did Kevin Campion.
Okay, 6 clubs, righto, but yeah, we couldn't get the 7th one, so there you go. We know, Gordy, there's some information for us.
Kevvy, obviously the Roosters-Broncos game tonight on at Suncorp. It is an inexperienced baby Broncos, as they like to call them, but a really great bunch of talent there. Is it experience they're going to lack in tonight?
Oh, I think so. Margot's certainly got another couple of young boys, you know, on debut, which is good or bad for the club, I guess, which way you look at it. But, you know, the Broncos forwards for mine have got to be the ones that, you know, Payne House and Matthew Lodge, these sort of guys, Joe Offahengawi, they've got to really sort of, you know, lead the way tonight against a really strong Roosters back. Of course, the inclusion of Victor Radley as well, we all thought that he was possibly going to be suspended, but he's available as well. So, yeah, it's a bit tough ask tonight for the Broncos, but I'm sure they'll be up for the challenge.
Kevvy, now you're outside of the Triple M range, deep into New South Wales. What are you guys listen to, the local radio stations, or are you doing podcasts?
No, Gordy, nothing is allowed to be on the radio. Gordy's got to talk. If anything can interrupt his talking, I get in trouble. So.
What's he proclaiming? What's he actually talking about, himself or other people?
No, we just chat about that. Well, we've had a chat about what's happening in the US with the virus that's going on over there.
Political chat.
We've had a chat about the footy tonight. We've had a chat about the weekend, our journey back, and how that. Yeah, we talked about animals and how kangaroos can outrun lions. So
that's a great.
There's
fun
all
fact.
Sorts of stuff. So much information comes out of Gordy. Like, I just love it. I've got my notebook here. I'm writing things down.
Just check with him. So what's his theory? Does he reckon if they dropped a few lions in the middle of Australia, would the kangaroos would survive? They wouldn't wipe them out.
Yeah.
Mate, if we went and put kangaroos in the middle of Africa,
yeah,
they would survive.
So you reckon kangaroos would be better than lions? That's incredible.
Yeah, mate, by far, because they breed better, and I reckon at full speed, I reckon they'd be the same, but they can... But their agility to jump side to side and
yeah,
over them.
That's true. Yeah, lions don't move laterally.
Gordy hasn't been watching those ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries. Right. He's been watching the David
Animal
Attenborough
Planet.
Ones, Animal Planet.
Champions drive
another
well.
One for you. I got another one for you before you go. Do you know that if a python latches onto your leg, all you have to do is tip vodka over it and it'll release?
Is that from Gordon as well?
That's from Gordy as well.
carry some vodka with you.
Oh, survival
in snake season, you need to take a bottle of vodka with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Kevy. We might actually see the boys talk league tonight on Fox League. Thanks, fellas.
That's it. Cheerio.